and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While a lot of people just finished some rushed year-end tax moves, our next guest says they could have saved themselves a lot of trouble by doing their tax planning at the beginning of the year instead, especially business owners who haven't yet set up a retirement plan for their company. Pete Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Pete, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Fourth quarter last year, a rush of clients coming in to see you to set up retirement plans for their companies?
Absolutely.
And I know that the word in the industry is a qualified plan.
That is correct, and that's a term used by the IRS. If your plan meets certain criteria, a qualified plan allows for typically a tax deduction for the contribution, but it must meet a certain criteria in order to be considered qualified.
And what is the most common of these plans that you work with?
Well, the most common that most people probably are familiar with is the 401k. And the term 401k comes from the tax code. But there are several other components of a retirement plan. We typically break them down into two different types, one being a defined contribution plan and the other one being a defined benefit plan.
And the defined benefit plan would be the old-fashioned pension plan?
Correct. Conceptually, it is a pension plan. By the name defined benefit, you are defining the amount that comes out in the future. So in the case of a pension, you're defining the monthly income stream, typically for the life of the participant. Of course, there are other defined benefit plans that aren't exactly like a traditional pension that actually are still somewhat common for small businesses.
What is keeping so many small businesses from putting in place a company retirement plan?
Well, that is a good question, and I think there is a misconception that retirement plans are only applicable to large businesses. And in fact, you know, in our practice, it's quite the opposite. Most of our clients are small businesses, under 50 employees typically, and in many cases, the personal planning of the business owner coincides with the planning of the business.
Is it expensive to have one of these, to get one started, to maintain it?
Well, that is a relative term. There are expenses. There are costs to start a retirement plan. There are costs to maintain a retirement plan. Of course, when we perform a cost-benefit analysis for people, in many cases, the benefits, for example, the tax savings, the qualitative benefits to retaining employees, they outweigh the cost associated with having one. But there is a cost. And that is important to understand before you jump into something like that.
So you need to have the cash flow, first of all, to not only fund it, but to pay for the costs.
Correct. We think that cash flow is very important, you know, and with cash flow, there typically is a tax issue. And so in many cases, a consistent cash flow is helpful when setting up a retirement plan.
Are there any incentives from the government to get one of these started if a company has never had one?
There is. The IRS does give a tax credit, and it is a credit associated with the cost to start up a retirement plan. Typically, I think you can get a 50% credit up to $500 for cost incurred in the first 3 years of the plan.
When you're talking to a small business about putting in place a retirement plan, besides the benefit, you know, obviously, of tax-deferred savings for the owner and for the employees, what other benefits are there to the business owner?
Especially now when we are talking about a tighter labor market. Let's just say 2008, 2009, unemployment was much higher. There wasn't a ton of incentive. People were very happy to have jobs, right, in that period of time. Now we have a tighter labor market. You know, we're of the opinion that the idea of retaining and having benefits to retain employees will become more important when there are competitors looking to find talent. So if you have talented employees, most business owners know that the cost to replace them is very expensive. So the idea behind providing a benefit that is tax, that has a tax, basically a reduction in tax cost, in other words, you know, putting a contribution in for an employee, in many cases is less expensive than bonusing them money, because there are not payroll taxes associated with the contribution to a retirement plan. So the ways in which to do that are efficient, but also ways that you can, you know, keep your employees happy and keep them employees at your company or firm, we think are important as well.
Pete, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike.
Pete Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just click on podcasts and scroll down to our show. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.